Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Rudy. My name is Rudy. Okay, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. Can I ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay, okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, okay? And I'll split them out here. For example, healthcare.
Healthcare is probably about a 4 in me.
Okay, how about immigration?
Immigration is number 1 on me.
Okay, how about student loan debt?
About what?
Student loan debt. Student loan debt.
That's not very important to me, about a 2.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
Now, that's high on my list. I'd say 4 or 5.
Okay. Crime and violence?
I'd say that's pretty high, probably 6 or 7.
Education, and we're talking kindergarten through 12th grade.
It is important. I mean, I'd say probably 6 or 7 on the list.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
Well, I work with a lot of different people every day. I'm talking about all kind of different people and what I do. And I don't see that where I work. I just don't see it. And I live in Georgia, in Atlanta.
Okay. How would you categorize it on a scale from 0 to 10?
Probably about a 2 or 3.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
About a 9. That's right behind jumping the border.
How about voting rights?
How about what?
Voting rights.
Voting rights. I believe you ought to be a United States citizen. You know, I believe you ought to be an American citizen to vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From 0 to 10, how would you categorize? Okay, good. Abortion rights.
Abortion rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I hate abortion, sir.
How would you scale it?
Okay. Probably 2.
Democracy. How do you feel about democracy?
Well, democracy is important issue. But the loudest voice is all. Now, the Democratic Republic, I'm high on that. Democracy, I'm not much on.
Okay. How would you?
2.
2, gotcha. Climate change.
About a 1 or 2.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
Well, I think we ought to have some of that now. I think we ought to have, it's about an 8 for me.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
Probably about an 8.
Okay. Moving forward. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024? November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
A 10, I'm a 10. I'm extremely likely. I've voted ever since for the last.
Okay.
The last 60 years.
Good. What is your race, please?
I'm a white.
Okay.
Caucasian.
Good. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male. Strictly male.
Good. What is the year of your birth?
1945.
Okay, thank you for that information. Give me 1 minute. Moving forward, we're almost done. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Well, I have a trade school. I got a high school and trade school.
Okay,
5 years
good.
Trade school.
Excellent. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I like to feel like my vote has a lot of power. I'd say 9 or 10.
Okay, good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I think they're a 10. I think they have a lot of power, just like I do.
Good. Please rate your feelings.
I think they're very important because I work with a lot of them.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And I'll just spit them out here. For example, the name Joe Biden.
I have a low opinion, man. I'm gonna put 1. That's as low as you can get for that guy.
Okay. All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I have about a 6 or 7 for Kennedy.
How about the Republican Party?
I even though I'm a registered independent, I think 8.
Okay. Okay. The Democratic Party.
The old Democratic Party, the new Democratic Party, about a 1.
The Democratic Party, yes. Okay, Kamala Harris.
About a 2.
Okay, Donald Trump.
About a 8.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Donald Trump.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'd vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Were you, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. I voted for Trump.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I think it's worse.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
Most of my friends vote.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'll spit them out. For example, white supremacists.
White supremacists? I don't believe they do any good at all in society.
Okay, do you believe that they certainly did not prevent progress, or they certainly prevented progress being a 10?
They prevent progress.
Okay, how would you categorize it on a scale from 0 to 10?
White supremacy is probably at 9 or 10.
Okay. Governor Kemp. How do you feel about him? Did he prevent it, progress, or did not prevent progress?
I like him. I think about right on him. He's made progress.
Okay. How about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I like them. I'd say about eight.
Okay. Now, remember that the higher the number, it means that they certainly prevented progress. And zero certainly did not prevent progress. So I don't know if you want to, on Governor Kemp, I think you meant to give him a low score, right? On the scale, low number.
Well, Governor Kemp made progress. I give him an eight as far as being progressive, and I give him a very low not making progress,
okay.
or two, whatever I said on that. I didn't mean anything toward him, but mm-hmm. good.
All right. How about the Supreme Court? Do you feel that the Supreme Court certainly did not prevent progress, or they certainly prevented progress?
They didn't prevent progress.
How would you scale it between 0 and 5?
About 8. Oh, 5. Give them 5.
Okay. How about President Biden? Do you think he certainly prevented progress or certainly did not prevent progress between 0 and 10?
He prevented progress.
He prevented progress, okay. How about, I'm sorry, give me a second here. How about Donald Trump? You think he prevented progress being a 10 or 0 being certainly did not prevent progress?
He prevented progress or did not prevent.
Zero means that he certainly did not prevent progress, or 10 meaning that certainly prevented progress for the country as a whole.
As a whole, we made progress under Trump.
Okay, all right.
That's the question.
How about
I like him as president.
Okay. How about Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly? How do you feel about the General Assembly in Georgia? Do you think they certainly did not prevent progress being a 0 or being a 10 that they certainly prevented progress?
They didn't prevent progress.
Okay. All right. Moving forward. Below is a list of policies, and again, we're almost done. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale of from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. And I'll read them out, okay? These are statements. The statement reads, we've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. Would that strongly motivate you to vote, or would not motivate you to vote at all?
It would strongly motivate me to vote.
How would you categorize it on a scale between 0 to 10? 10 being highest.
I'd say 10. That's high on my scale.
Okay. All right. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. This information would strongly motivate you to vote, or would not motivate you to vote at all, or in between.
It would motivate
on the
me
scale.
To vote.
Uh-huh. On the scale,
eight.
What would you? Okay. The 2022 pregnant. Okay, note it for 8. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr is sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. On the scale, how would you categorize knowing that? Would it strongly motivate you to vote, or not motivate you to vote at all?
and motivate me to run low.
Okay, on the scale, how would you 107. Okay. And 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Knowing this information would strongly motivate you to vote or would not motivate you to vote at all?
It'd motivate me to vote. That'd be about an 8 or 9.
Okay. And the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. This information, would it motivate you to vote or not motivate you to vote at all?
It motivates me to vote. Probably 7, 8.
Okay, moving forward. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, but please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I think my vote has a lot of power, probably 8.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say 9.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, good. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Where did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months ago to a year?
20 years ago on this current address. I registered first in 1964.
Gotcha. How did you register to vote? By mail? In person at a government office? At a voter registration drive or event? Automatically?
I registered by mail. I was the first 18-year-old in Georgia they allowed to vote.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
Right.
Okay, good. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
An independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards a Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
A Republican Party.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
Well, I'm retired and I'm on Social Security, but I still work every day. I have a little job I do every day.
Okay,
doing
so you say part-time.
Myself.
Okay, gotcha. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes. And your best estimate is fine.
My social income before tax?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your total family income from all sources before taxes last year, 2023.
That's total family. Gosh, I don't really know, probably 150,000.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey, okay? Thank you very much for your participation and taking the time with me today, okay? You have a good rest of your afternoon, sir.
Okay. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for participating. Have a nice day.
Definitely.